Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. István Huszti. He is the sales manager of Multicont Limited, which is a versatile project freight forwarder based in Budapest, Hungary. First and foremost, István, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You are welcome. Well, first and foremost, István, how can we introduce you to our viewers here? How did you get into logistics in the first place? Why are you not in a bank or truck driver or an accountant? How did you get into logistics? Please tell us.
It is a very easy question to answer because it's kind of a family job at our family. So my father was also working on this field. He used to work for Waberers, which was formerly Hungaro Kamion. So our family has quite good roots to logistics. And when I used to go to the university, I chose marketing and PR at the first, and I got to the Hungarian State Railways that time while the privatization was happening in Hungary. In that time, Rail Cargo Austria took over MÁV, the Hungarian State Railways, the freight part of it. Mm-hmm. And that time we had the opportunity as a youngster there who speaks multiple foreign languages. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to move from marketing to more to the company partners and to learn the railway, let's say. Mm-hmm. So, and this was the start of my career at logistics.
Fantastic. And you mentioned speaking several languages. So you do speak several languages.
I spoke German, of course, a little bit of Hungarian, and I understand Spanish and Italian a little bit, but I'm only speak Italian and Spanish if I already had a few glass of wines.
Yes, so. I know that one. When I have when I have a bottle, I can even speak Mongolian. So yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, right. Yeah. Tell our viewers about Multicont in Budapest. I mean, you are a landlocked country, Hungary, in the central of Europe, a very strategic place, I must say, in the eastern part of Western Europe. And what can you tell us about your main business currently in Multicont?
This is right. If you don't mind, I just start with a little bit of history because I took some notes about it.
Yes, please.
Because we are already more than 30 years old and working since 1989 in Budapest. The mm-hmm. company was established by Austrian, German, and Swiss companies.
Okay.
Partly was owned by Danzas for sure. I don't know the others, but after the Iron Curtain falls, these companies were establishing Multicont, and we started the operation. That time, in the very early 5-10 years, the most important business was export containers from Hungary. Mm-hmm. And after 10-11 years of working as a filial of these companies, a Hungarian investor overtook the company and bought it from the original owners.
Okay.
And it was running for this like 6 years, I think, under control of this private investor. Meanwhile, the business was also changing a little bit. Instead of export units, more towards the import, as it is nowadays as well. And a big step forward was to Multicont that in 2006, the famous road transportation company Waberers bought it. in 2006, where they started much, let's say, professional work, and the company became quite big. We had that time more than 30, about 35 employees.
Okay.
And we started there a huge growth, or made a huge growth then. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, in 2008, we lost some businesses because of the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. That was our first and most important crisis yet, which we lost very important parts of our partners and services, but we were still alive. And in 2014, the company was rebought by the original mm-hmm. owners, and since 2014 we are absolutely a privately owned company. And nowadays the most important for us are the import containers from the Far East.
Okay. And how, if I may ask just quickly, import containers from the Far East, since you are landlocked, of course, now with the war going on, but if we look away from the war for a moment, were you using the rail, or are you using sea transport via North Continent or Southern Europe?
We are using every opportunities, mainly the sea ways. Okay. Okay. Waterways from China to the southern ports, mainly to Koper, smaller parts to Trieste, and we also had some containers to the Costco port to Piraeus, and to Rijeka, but that the most mostly we have Koper from the Far East, and the northern ports we are also using ARA ports and Bremerhaven. But these normally are for the export goods towards America, and the import goods from America. Okay. And this is true for the whole country, that this is it since a long time now, that the northern ports are used by the American export and imports, and the Mediterranean ports, Koper, Rijeka, Trieste, and Piraeus, are used for the Middle East or Far East.
Well, of course, it makes sense also from a transit time point of view. I mean, via Koper into Hungary, then it goes by dedicated rail service, I suppose, or is it trucked? Or
we also have all the shipping lines and private rail lines has dedicated services from these ports to inland to the most important three or three and a half Hungarian inland terminals. These are all full nowadays. That is why Metrans is building a new terminal in southern part of Hungary, basically halfway or almost halfway between Koper and Budapest.
Oh yeah.
All the other terminals are based in Budapest or nearby Budapest. We can say Budapest easily. And also, as far as I know, maybe MSC is already started, or at least bought some land to build a new terminal in western part of Hungary. Okay. So this is definitely interesting for the future for everybody.
Sorry to interrupt you just quickly here. Hungary, just so our viewers, of course, we will add a map of the location of Hungary after this interview, but can you quickly mention which countries does Hungary border to?
From north, we have Slovakia, then from the west, we have Austria and Slovenia as neighboring country, from the south, Croatia and Serbia. Mm-hmm. From the east, it's Romania and Ukraine.
Okay, fantastic.
So these are the neighboring countries around us. no serious waterways except the Danube, but this is unlikely to use nowadays. So basically, the most important are the in terms of the container, this rail connection.
Yes. Yes. And since you border with Ukraine, have you received refugees as well already in Hungary?
Yes, in Hungary already there are more than 400,000 Ukrainian refugees.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately, but the government and some private helpers are at the borders, and more or less they manage the situation. Mm. It's okay. It's not as many as in Poland, but I think these people could be in Hungary at least for a time.
Yes, definitely.
The situation is getting better.
Yeah, let's hope this crazy situation has an ending soon. It's really unbelievable to what extremes that guy in Kremlin he will go to satisfy his demand. Incredible.
But
what can we do? But back to business, István. So that means, how do you work with the partners around the world? Do you belong to any networks, or how do you find, since you are landlocked, you're dealing with overseas countries, how do you find the partners there?
We have basically two very important connections to our partners. First is our history. So we have really, really a network of partners who know our brand and our services very well.
Okay.
So we have these kind of connections to basically nearby Hungary, let's say. Mm-hmm. And in 2014 we joined the first network mm-hmm. of our life is CSC.
Mm-hmm.
After that we saw that it is a good opportunity, and this is what we also use as a possibility to expand our activity and find partners around the globe.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah, it's as a wise man once said, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So
it's absolutely like this. And yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm working for Multicontra about a year now. Yeah. I really appreciate all of your help regarding me. So and if I turn to anybody from the CLC group, then I always have a warm welcome and good helping hands and information. So it is very useful in my daily business for sure.
Glad to hear, István.
Very much.
Glad to hear. How about in Hungary now? Do you have a lot of investment from China and Korea there? I seem to remember that Korea, they do have some auto plants. China, of course, are investing a lot to get influence in Eastern Europe. What do you see of that kind of investment? Who of the big dragons are active in your country?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Hungary is a manufacturing country, let's say. So we have a lot of foreign investors.
Yeah.
Mostly, the most important business contact for Hungary is Germany.
Right.
So we have Mercedes-Benz manufacturing here. We have Audi. We have Opel. We have a BMW plant is already under construction.
Yeah.
So these are very, very important manufacturers here in Hungary. Next to these, in the last 10 years, I would say our government opened a new era, let's say, to face to the east. And since then, we have a lot of investors from the Far East, let's say, from China and Korea. These are mostly companies from the automotive business, and in the last 3-4 years, very, very important investments from the battery business. So Samsung and other Korean and Japanese battery makers made their plants in Hungary.
Yeah, of course, for the booming EV trade, I mean, electrical vehicles and stuff. Yeah. That's very interesting. And so that basically Multicont, you are versatile forwarder, as I mentioned in the very beginning when I introduced you. You can do air, you can do sea, you can do project cargo, trucking, rail. Basically, any services to do with in and out of Hungary, you can handle efficiently for customers, right?
Yes, for sure. And what is funny that we are really doing some businesses around the globe. So, for example, we have partners from South America, and they are exporting textile, maybe, or I don't know what, towards the Middle East. So we are doing also this kind of third country.
Cross trade, yeah.
Yeah, which is not touching the Hungarian land, but we had some good partnership, and they stick to us. Luckily.
Okay. Yeah, it's what we say, the global world. You know, you can sit here and do business in a third country, even you never saw the place.
Right. So we have all the biggest shipping companies in Hungary. Basically, they are multinational worldwide companies. So with cooperation with them, we can almost do everything what we want in terms of shipping.
Yeah. Do you see that some of the ship owners are trying to be forwarders also in Hungary?
This is a terrible situation, and we are fighting with this problem since beginning of last year, I would say.
Yeah.
So they are building this huge money what they earned in the last 2 years. I would say they are investing it in terminals, as I mentioned to you. MSC plans to build a terminal in Hungary.
Yeah.
Of course, for example, as an inland country, we have the problem that nowadays shipping companies, at least for sure MSC, doesn't want to give us prices up to the ports, but only door to door.
Really?
Doing our job, basically. So, however, we are much cheaper for the client.
Yeah.
Simply, we don't have freights for up to ports, for example, but only door to door, with all the services included.
That's let's hope that some of the ship owners, or let's say some of the clients of the ship owners trying this door to door in their own house, will have such major problems and claims that they will remember how much the freight forwarder actually do for them.
This is exactly happening. So some of our clients already tried this services, and after a few weeks, months of struggling, they just came back and thought, okay, let's find another way, but this is not what we want.
No.
And this is not what we get used to it in the last years.
I'm very glad to hear that, István, because yes, I do believe maybe the ship owners think that there's some hidden enormous profit that the forwarders are taking. And
but
now,
no.
now, of course, they have earned so much money in the last couple of years with the COVID and the supply chain that they have to spend their money somewhere.
Yeah.
So, it's... we do a lot for the customers. We do. We can ask different owners. We can tailor-make the solution, I think. Yeah, sometimes we need to remind our customers what the forwarders actually do.
yeah, and it is sometimes enough to answer an email or take the phone call, which they are not doing. So
exactly, instead of you are in line and please press 2, then press 1, then press 4. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting, but István, really, I must say it's been good talking to you. I mean, Hungary is not always logistics-wise, let's say, in the front page news. It is centrally located there, and people know where it is, but they don't know much more about it. So this has been very informative. I want to formally say thank you very much for joining this interview.
Thank you very much, Will. Thank you.
So to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. István Husti. He is the sales manager of Multicont in Budapest, Hungary, a centrally located country here in Europe. And he's told a very fascinating story about his country. So stay tuned in the future for more interviews on Project Cargo Weekly. Thank you.